thank you, Songsters, for that very joy-filled song. Thank you very much for that. We have a new Christmas tree in our house. We had the old one for about 30 years. I was obviously just a child when he bought it. So Adrian decided, oh, and we weren't married or together when he bought it, just so you know that he wasn't a child. Anyway, he decided this year that it was about time to get a new Christmas tree. And I wanted to have one that was just a little bit bigger than the one we had. So we went to the shop to buy a new Christmas tree and came home with a 7-foot Norwegian spruce. This is 12 foot, so it's just a wee bit smaller than that. But in our house, it doesn't feel that much smaller than that. It's just like Trafalgar Square in our house. Ours is not real, though. I wasn't thinking quite as big as that, but it seemed such a bargain, and you know how he's from Yorkshire. Of course, it takes up a lot of space in our house, in our front room, and it's a bit of a struggle to get to the blinds to open them in the window, and it kind of blanks out the light a little bit in the front room, but it's worth it when we put the lights on, and it's lovely and twinkly, and I very much love it. The issue of no rooms reminds me of the story about a group of children who had been practicing for their big Christmas play for several weeks. There was Mary and Joseph and the sheep and the shepherds, and there was a young boy named Alex playing the grumpy old innkeeper. Alex was a nice boy, and he felt guilty playing the part of the person who tells Jesus' parents that they can't stay in the inn. The director had spent many practices trying to convince Alex that it was just a play. And when he tells Jesus' parents that he can't stay in the inn, Alex is just playing a part. Besides this, the director tells Alex that the Bible doesn't even mention the innkeeper. It's just something that has been taken for granted. If there's an inn which has no room, there must have been an innkeeper there to tell them that there was no room. Alex reluctantly agrees to play the part. On the night of the play, everything is going to plan until Mary and Joseph knock on the door of the innkeeper's door. "Do you have a room we can stay in for the night?" the child playing Joseph asks Alex, the innkeeper. Alex replies, "There's no room in this crummy inn, but you're welcome to come and stay at my house." Timmy wanted to change the course of history and give Jesus a proper room to be born in. There's a line in that beautiful carol, Joy to the World, that says, "Let every heart prepare him room." And it always challenges me that I need to prepare more room in my heart for Jesus. I thought about the times when I squeeze him out or try and ignore him. All the good I could do that I don't seem to get done. The worldly things that I waste my time on. The sinful things even that I allow my mind and heart and life to be part of. I thought about how I want to learn to love like Jesus. And I thought, why don't I give Jesus more room in my heart, more room in my life, more room in my time? Why do I allow myself to miss out on so much just because I'm unwilling to give Jesus all the room rather than maybe just a little here and there? And with the violence taking place daily around the world, the distractions of material things, stress, work, and sin, sometimes there's not a lot of room left in our hearts for Jesus. Sometimes we even forget he's there. And yet Jesus can be the answers to our life's problems, to this world's problems. If we'd only make more room for Jesus, how much more good would be able to get done? If I were only to allow Jesus to have more of my heart, more of my will, more of my life, more of my time, how much more could I achieve for this community, for this for my family, for the world? How much less pain would I have to bear on my own? How much less stress and unhappiness would I feel? I want to love God and love neighbor, not just some of the time or when it's easy or convenient. I want to love all the time, with all my heart, my mind, my soul, and strength. I wonder, how about you? Mary and Joseph were pushed out and rejected even before Jesus was born. The words, "No room for you," followed him throughout his life. it just seems there was no room for him anywhere. And it's the same in the lives of so many of us today. Jesus keeps getting crowded out with all the festivities and all the busyness. He's often just an afterthought instead of a place of honor at this time of year. Christ has often been shoved into a corner. And the amazing and beautiful thing to me is this, that this same child came to find room for us. Even though time and time again, humanity told the Son of God, we simply have no room for you. Jesus continues to tell us, I have more than enough room for you. He is the father of the story in the prodigal son. And we, of course, the wayward child he's waiting for to come home. We are his treasure hidden in the field and the pearl of great price. The lost sheep, the lost coin, which when God finds us, he throws a great party. That's how much God loves you and me. And because of that love, I don't know about you, but I want to love him back. And I want to love those he loves. That is making room for Jesus in our hearts. I wonder if there's something crowding up your life so that you don't have room for Jesus today. When it came time for Jesus to be born, the world had no room for him. He was unwanted, homeless even. But to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, like those tired old shepherds, he gave the right to become children of God. Children not born of natural descent, nor of human decision or a mother or father's will, but born of God. So if you haven't done so already, I urge you to choose tonight to make room for God to write his story.
Family hiding from the storm, found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born, to save a world so cold and hollow. A sleeping town they did not know, that lying in a manger low. A Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story?
Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write His story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart when you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for His glory.
And so I pray for each of us this Christmas and Advent that we will make more room in our hearts for God to write His story in our lives.